The BBC World Service and Push Radio 4 out of bed and into the new day. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today will be discussing the future of the potato industry in the UK as the crop is becoming increasingly expensive to grow. That's coming up at 5:45 after our prayer. The Shipping Bulletin is next, followed by a news briefing, but first we leap forward to 9 o'clock.
I'm Tim Harford, and on More or Less, we make sense of the numbers we hear in the news and in everyday life.
300 million tonnes of beef, even just in the UK.
Seems a lot, doesn't it?
We're here to answer your questions.
Is it true that the UK is growing faster than almost any other major economy?
And I've enlisted expert help to get us to the right answer.
This will surprise you as much as it did me, that actually most people don't spend quite that much every week.
These numbers do not add up.
The new series of More or Less, with me, Tim Harford, Wednesday mornings at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you very much. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on today, Wednesday, the 4th of September 2024. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected Norwegian Basin 1028 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6 later in South Utsira. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th time, north or northwest, 2 to 4, veering north or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Variable 3, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 later in North Fisher. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 2 to 4 at first, except in Plymouth, otherwise north or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwest 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later in Lundy and Fastnet, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea. Northwesterly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in the south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the east. Showers, rain later in the west, good, becoming moderate in the west. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northwesterly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest Rockall and Hebrides. Showers, thundery in Malin, fog patches in west Rockall. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in West Rockall. Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6. Rain and fog patches developing in the west. Good, becoming moderate to very poor in the west. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6 later in Faroes. Showers, then fair. Good. And finally, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly 4 to 6. Fair, then rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on today, the 4th of September. Tyree Automatic, north 2, recent rain, 16 miles, 1015 rising. Stornoway, northwest 3, 11 miles, 1016 rising. Lerwick, northeast 2, mist, 5 miles, 1015 rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, 13 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1,014, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,015. Jersey, northwest by north 2, slight rain, 16 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, north-northwest 4, 8 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Valencia, north-northwest 2, 14 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 2, 1,016, rising slowly. And Malin Head, northwest by north 4, slight showers, 11 miles, 1,016, rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 4th of September 2024. General situation. The United Kingdom currently lies in a north to northwesterly airflow with either showers or patches of rain or drizzle affecting many areas. The flow will gradually veer to the north or northeast during the course of Wednesday as a trough of low pressure moves slowly southwards. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers then fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in the north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northwesterly 2 or 3, veering northerly 3 or 4, then northeasterly 4 to 6 later, showers, becoming thundery later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwesterly veering northerly or northeasterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Ormes Head, including the St George's Channel, northwesterly veering northerly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, westerly veering northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, they're increasing 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, westerly or northwesterly veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5, then veering northeasterly later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly 3 to 5, but occasionally variable 2 at first in shelter in the east, veering northeasterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the south and 2 in the north. Showers then fair, good. And finally Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Jane.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 4th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The final report on the Grenfell Tower fire will be published this morning. Treasury figures seen by the BBC show the state pension will rise faster than inflation next year. In business, disputes over fraud and scams have hit their highest level for at least 6 years. And in sport, two American men are in the semi-finals of the US Open tennis for the first time since 2005. The public inquiry into the Grenfell Tower disaster will publish its final report this morning. 72 people died after a fire spread through the building's cladding in June 2017. The inquiry, which began examining evidence 6 years ago, is expected to criticise the London Fire Brigade, the building industry and successive governments. Bereaved relatives and those who survived the blaze say they're hoping for justice. Nick Burton lived on the 19th floor of Grenfell Tower with his wife Pilar, who had dementia. She died in hospital 7 months later.
We've been waiting 7 years to find out the facts that are going to be in black and white. Yeah, 7 years of painstakingly going through millions of documents and evidence that are going to, you know, tell the truth about these corporations and their part that they played in the fire.
BBC News has seen estimates by the Treasury which show that the state pension is set for an above-inflation rise in April of over £400 a year. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has committed to maintaining the triple lock for the rest of this Parliament. It means that state pensions rise by the highest of inflation, the growth in average earnings, or 2.5%. The government will hope the increase will mitigate the criticism it's received for scrapping winter fuel payments for most pensioners. Scotland's First Minister John Swinney will make ending child poverty a priority when he sets out his government's plans for the year ahead later today. Mr Swinney will address the Scottish Parliament a day after the SNP announced £500 million worth of cuts to public services. The first round of voting in the Conservative leadership contest will take place today. Six former ministers are standing. The candidate with the fewest votes will be eliminated. A government report in Ireland has found evidence of nearly 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse in more than 300 schools run by religious orders in Ireland. The Irish Cabinet has agreed to set up a statutory investigation. The Education Minister, Norma Foley, said it was the first time the scale of mistreatment had been disclosed.
The level of abuse is shocking. The report is a harrowing document and contains participants' descriptions of appalling sexual abuse and violence. This includes abuse being perpetrated in front of other children.
60,000 women in the Netherlands are bringing a lawsuit against the breast implant manufacturer Allergan over alleged links between